This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. The price of oil has fallen to its lowest level since 2009. The US benchmark West Texas crude sank to $37.65 a barrel earlier, a drop of 5.8%. Brent crude also fell 5.3% to $40.73 a barrel in London. The slump comes after OPEC, a group of the largest oil-producing nations, refused to cut oil production. The group had traditionally kept a tight rein on oil production to regulate prices, but announced last Friday it will continue to pump out approximately 31.5 million barrels of oil a day, going past the group's former 30 million barrel target. The groups face growing competition from new supplies, including in the US, where techniques like fracking are used to tap previously hard-to-reach oil reserves. Last year, Saudi Arabia caused global prices to fall dramatically after it decided also to keep output high to defend its market share. James Bambino, managing editor at Oil Ground Price Report at Platts, told me today's fall was inevitable given the outcome of the OPEC meeting.
Friday's OPEC meeting, which sort of led to what a lot of people were expecting, no cuts. Cuts would have, or at least a lot of people in the market would have expected cuts to support prices. The price moves today were very sharply lower, but this is still nothing like we saw when Saudi Arabia decided not to cut production last year. With that in mind, a lot of people may have been expecting things to be worse today.
So do you think the oil price is likely to dip even further down?
This level right here, this 7-year low for both Brent and for NYMEX WTI, I mean, that's a pretty significant support level for a lot of traders. So it's going to take a significant amount of bad news to drive prices even lower. The OPEC meeting and the result of that kind of runs smack headlong into global product supply. So diesel, gasoline, gas oil in Europe, into the winter, we're sitting on so much of this. So for every incentive there is for a refiner to boost runs this winter, which would be supportive of crude prices, it's going to turn that, crude oversupply into even further product oversupply. So that's not good news for prices.
It's an ever-decreasing circle, isn't it? Because, of course, as producers try and pump more out to make up for the losses due to the lower price, it's driving the price down even further.
Right. I mean, we track refining margins here on the Gulf Coast, and even with product prices lower and crude prices lower, refining margins are still positive, which means, these guys are going to make money turning crude into products. And, as long as that holds up, I really see no light at the end of the tunnel there.
What about those projects in the pipeline, not the refiners who are already out there doing the job, but, say, the fracking projects in the pipeline?
Production costs for a lot of these guys varies. And, from what we can tell and from what we read and from our analysis, our analysts here from Platine at Bentec, it sounds like some people are able to continue producing. And, the EIA data that's out Wednesday, it's shown U.S. production being fairly resilient, I suppose, in light of, the Saudis sort of bid to retain market share. That bid to retain market share, we see most clearly in the refining economics throughout the world.
So tell me more about that decision by Saudi Arabia last year. That had a real shock for the industry, wasn't it? What's Saudi Arabia's position?
Well, I think they want to entrench themselves or re-entrench themselves in markets that I think it would be tough to say that they lost, but into markets that backed out a lot of their barrels, and significantly one of those is the Gulf Coast. Saudi imports to the Gulf Coast are sharply lower than historical norms. Saudi Arabia does sort of to work around that as they cut their official selling price differentials. That basically means they offer their crude to refiners only on term basis. This is not, the Saudis don't sell crude on a spot basis. But they market their crude at a low enough price that they hope will keep refiners interested in it.
And that was James Bambino at a busy Platts office. Well, Peter Yankauskas from Oakbrook Investments in Chicago said the price move was pretty dramatic, dragging down energy stocks too.
Well, it was quite substantial, over 5% in the price for West Texas Intermediate, which is the predominant benchmark here in the United States. Closed the day at $37.75 a barrel, which is about the lowest level in 6 years, or since really the heart of the financial crisis.
And what was the knock-on effect on energy stocks?
Well, they were down quite substantially as well. The S&P 500 energy sector was down 3.6% on the day. Though some of the larger oil producers held up a little better than that. I saw that Exxon was down about 2.5%, for example.
Are there any worries about contagion, about this spreading to other sectors, perhaps the banking sector? Because, of course, loans will have been organized with energy companies that might not come to fruition and could go bad.
Well, I think there certainly is some exposure there, but I think it's largely their bondholders. That's the vast majority of the debt for these companies and what would be restructured. I think the financial sector will likely weather this in pretty good health. I think we've seen a larger knock-on effect in the materials sector because people are extrapolating with the low price of oil. In general, there'll be a lower price for other commodities as well. So that sector seems to be pretty hard hit today.
And that was Peter Yankauskas from Oakbrook Investments in Chicago. Well, let me give you some of the other numbers now from the financial markets. And the Dow Jones was down 0.7% at 17,730. At the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was down 0.2% at 62.23. And gold is trading at $1,071 an ounce.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from the BBC World Service. For more, download Business Matters, where the big stories and trends of the day are discussed by contributors in Asia and North America. You can listen to it over breakfast or on your way to work.